autumn nip in the air here at the UC Health Training Center as the Broncos hit their bye. Inside, we're back here at the big Glass Tech board for this week's edition of Glass Tech Game Reflections. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me for a review of a couple of plays from the Broncos' 16-10 win over the Oakland Raiders. We're going to start out on the offensive side of the ball. Start with C.J. Anderson's 40-yard run in the third quarter. Of course, you can see here him getting the outside. First, see Domantopeko there going crazy on the sideline, showing a nice little vertical there. But let's start here with the right side of the formation here. Two tight ends, then Donald Stevenson flanking Menelik Watson. So you've gone heavy there on the outside. Stevenson takes care of Khalil Mack. Menelik Watson at the second level gets his man to the ground. Nice little road grading job by Menelik Watson. And then going back just a little bit further here, Virgil Green to the inside. He gets a seal block there. C.J. Anderson takes off. And once C.J. Anderson makes the safety miss, that's when a short run becomes a long run. Ends up setting up a field goal, gets the Broncos on the scoreboard early in the second half. Now we're going to move on later in the third quarter, and this is a key play for a couple of reasons, not the least of which, of course, it's a third down sack. But watch what the Broncos do here. Look what they've got in the line of scrimmage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven guys there in the box, and then Chris Harris on the blitz, and then you see Brandon Marshall drop into coverage to take care of the area vacated by Chris Harris Jr. when he rushes. So you have seven men involved in the pass rush. This is the sort of sprinkle some sugar type of rush that Joe Woods talked about back in May when he said he wants to do some different things. You've got all guys going to the quarterback. Derek Wolfe ends up getting the sack, but you can see a lot of guys there get in position to make the play. And it's not just about the pass rush. It's about the game situation. You get this sort of rush, you're trying to get the sack, get the Raiders back to the 9-yard line. What this does, it forced Marquette King to punt from his own end zone. So he's under a bit more duress when he punts on the next play. Isaiah McKenzie takes advantage, 29-yard punt return. Broncos take over in field position that puts them in field goal range right away. They get another field goal on the subsequent series. They go up by two scores. So it's a well-timed rush. It's called for a reason because you're looking at the position on the field. A good opportunity to use a seven-man rush because you've got single coverage over here and here. If you get beat, it's not going to break your back. It was a good time to take that chance. Worked out well for the Broncos. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you in 2 weeks when we're back here at the Big Glass Tech board to review a couple of plays from the Sunday night game against the New York Giants. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for watching.